Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. We're holding Mem Vav Amid Beis, the final line. And what the Gemara is going to discuss is a type of transaction which is a hybrid between a regular mecher and between chalipah, as you will see. We're also going to have two lishoynis as to what Rav Huna holds in this situation. So we started with the Omer Rabba Omer Rav Huna. Mechor li bi'elu kana. What means mechor li bi'elu? So let's look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom of the Yomid. Mechor li be'elu. Ochaz biyodi mo'ois. He had in his hand a pekel of money. The Omel chaveiroi. Mechor li chayfet shalcha. I want to go and buy your chayfet. Your watch, your pen, your animal, whatever. Be'elu shabiyodi. With this pekel of money that I have in my hand. V'lehikvet lishol kamehem. And the one that is selling his chayfet didn't bother asking him, by the way, how much money is there in that pekel? I see it seems to be nice and full, but I don't know if it's full of $1 bills or $100 bills or similar coins. So he didn't bother asking kamehem. If it came with me, I'll care, and he took it. Zot Rav Omer Rav Huna, continuing the Rashi, kona lekeach hachefetz v'mois halolu, vein echa mehem yochel lachsar. As soon as he handed over the pekel of money and he took it, it works, and the mecher is done, and there's a final closing. Yes?
How does it work? If it's derech mo'es, mo'es is not koinan. If it's chalipin, chalipin has to be a kainan, not mo'es.
If right, not only that, since we're talking about mo'es, ein madveya, nasa chalipin, right? We had all those yesterday. So, Me'at Hashem, all of that's going to be discussed shortly in the Gemara. So Mechorli, that's why I wanted to look at the Rashi, so that all of our eyes, exactly what are the facts, what's the fact pattern here. So he gave him a pekel of money, he didn't even bother counting it, the other guy received it, and automatically, even without making a kinyan in the chayvitz, we're done, we're closed. However, says the top Gemara, v'yeshli, olav v'no'a, if subsequently he goes and counts the money, and he finds that the money in fact is not enough vis-a-vis this item, or the other way around, if it's too much, then you can have a din of einah. As you know, the din of einah is up to 1/6, that you're not allowed to overcharge somebody more than a sixth, and you're allowed to undercharge more than a sixth.
So the percentage is like 40%, 14.
Oh, well, a sixth is, I think, 16 2/3%. Six times 16 comes out roughly 96, and 6 times 2/3 is another 4.
I thought that was only commodities. Because
as opposed to?
No,
we're not talking about karka.
Yeah,
we're not talking about karka. We're talking about commodities, metal.
No, because let's say you buy something, the price zooms up. Not a staple item. So why you can't make it? Okay. You're 200% on Bitcoin.
What you're saying is very, very, very appropriate. Mietchem, we will see further sugyas that will go much more into detail about hilchos einoah. We're assuming in all of those Gemaras that there is a fixed market price. Because, in fact, if it's a fluctuating market and you can charge whatever the market will bear, then the halacha of einoah doesn't apply. So, for instance, if you happen to be in 47th Street, nowadays, yes, there's a Rappaport list and all those other lists. However, in the good old days when they didn't have those lists and there wasn't a market, whatever you negotiated between mocher and lokech. But looking at the top Rashi, if yesh le chaver olav din einoah, im ein b'mois kedei t'mei ha-chefetz, shepoch seishtus. In fact, this chefetz, let's assume we're talking about an animal, a mushel, and that animal is worth $100, and he finds over here that there is only $85, or let's make it $80 to get away from the 16%, $80, so then there has been over here this ein b'mois kedei t'mei ha-chefetz. He is not getting enough. He's being gypped. He is selling his chayfets and he wants the $100. He doesn't want $80. So if yesh lo olav einoah, it's kona af agav lo moshach. It's still kona. Why? Af agav lo moshach, even though there was no mashicha on the animal, the marshal, the kimen like kopid, kona. Since he wasn't makbet to ask in advance, he just took the pekel money. Even like kapit koni, it's kind of the chalipin dam because it's just like a chalipin. The yeshli olav einoah, the mechor li be'elu ka'amar lei. Nevertheless, there's a din of einoah because he said mechor li be'elu. In other words, what does the Gemara mean to say? As we started off, this is a hybrid situation of chalipin together with a mechira. Mechira meaning that it's a a din of domim, not a din of chalipin. We have one big problem over here. First problem we had was Mr. Friedland already asked. He's saying that this is chalipin. We're not doing a chalipin of one chayfetz for another chayfetz. We're doing a chalipin of a pekel of money for another chayfetz. And Rashi already asked in the second line, Ulakami parech, v'ein matbeya nasa chalipin. How can you go and do a chalipin, making a kinyan in the mois and saying, okay, I'm taking the money. And remember, he's not counting it. So therefore, it's like a chayfetz, but it's a matbeya, an ein matbeya nasa chalipin. So how does that work? As well as, how is there a din of oino? Now, what do we mean? We're going to see a mitzvah on the Amid days that the Hilchos Oino we learn from a very important pasuk. Every pasuk is important, but the Hilchos Oino, the pasuk says, "V'chisimkru mimkar lamisecha oikonoi miyad amisecha al toinu ishes achiv al toinu zalocha of Oino." Ah, so it says, "V'chisimkru mimkar lamisecha." A lotion of mechira. Based on that, the Mefarshim say it's only if it's a real mecher where you are giving money for a chayfetz, as opposed to a chalipin when there is a barter. By barter, the halacha of a no'a normally does not apply. So now, our Gemara started off, excuse me, going back to the beginning. Rabbi Amar Rav Huna, mechor li be'ayinu, it's koina. Number one, there's a kinyan. Number two, v'yesh le of a no'a. So it says in Mark, Kana avagavli moshach. The kim le kapit, Kana dechi chalipin dami. So the Kana that we had at the bottom of the Yom, that it's Kana, it's mitoich, it's like a case of chalipin. It's not your normal, regular case of chalipin, but it's like chalipin. Why is it not your regular, normal case of chalipin? Because chalipin, normally you go and you are moshach one chayfetz connected another chayfetz, like a por of a chamor type of situation. But here we're not doing a chayfetz connected chayfetz, we're doing the money connected chayfetz. So it's similar to chalipin, as well as the yeshli olav eino the mechor li meilu kamalei. Since he started off and said, "I'm selling you a lashon mechira," no. So then we have the pasuk v'chisimkru mimkalam isecha that there is a din of chalipin, even though there is a din of eino, even though it looks like a maisa chalipin. So this was a rabba in the name of Rav Huna. Rav Abba om Rav Huna says mechor li beelu. Kana starts off the exact same way. He gave the pekel money. I'm selling this to you. I want to buy your animal, and here's this pekel. Nobody counted how much there was. And he said, take it. He took the money. Koina. Why is it koina? Like Gemara said, the chichalipin dam. The eloi olav einoa. Ah, that's the difference between Rav Abba om Rav Huna and Rabba om Rav Huna. Rabba said, yeshli olav einoa. And he says, "Ein loy olavayna," meaning when he opens up the pekel money and he discovers that there isn't $100, it's only $80. It's your own fault, mister. You should have opened up the money.
Buyer beware.
Exactly. I mean, it was kind of silly for him just to take a pekel money without counting how much we're talking.
Trust in the mocher.
Well, it's not a question of trust. We don't see from the Gemara that the mocher was deceiving him. He just said, "Here, I have a pekel of money. I'd like to go and buy your chamor or your para." Maskin. The fact that he himself thought that there was $100, it was self-deception, if you will. Who asked you to go and not count? Could have opened up the pekel and see how much we got. Anyway, so we have two versions of what Rav Huna held. Both of them say it works, this type of mechira slash chalipin. Only machloik is whether there's a din of oino or not. So now the Gemara is analyzing the two halachas together. Pshita, by insult of a parshat, Domim they makbet aleihem hakamrina dekani dechalipin dom. We have a situation. It's not really chalipin. It's really domim, where he's paying money. However, he's not being makbet. Since he's not being makbet, it's clear that it's koina the chalipin domi, because that was our situation. That's the fact pattern over here. He gave money, but he wasn't makbet to go and count them out. How many dollars he gave? No, if that's the case, it works like chalipin, that you do a barter, one thing for the other. When you do the barter, typically you also you're not saying, well, this is $100, this is $100. You just make a switch. So here too, he's switching this pekel money for the animal or whatever he was buying, for the chayfetz. Zokti Yimara, that's more kamrin the kot, the chalipin dami. Chalipin umakbet alein bai. What happens if you're doing chalipin and he is makbet? What means he is makbet? That he wants to know exactly how much we're talking about. For instance, if He is doing a kinyan sudr, says Rashi. He wants to know how much the sudr is worth. Yes, typically when you're talking about a sudr, the person returns the sudr. But that doesn't have to be. When it comes to kinyan chalipin, if you will, there is two different ways of doing chalipin. You have the little barter, one item for the other. I give you a parah, you give me a chamor, that's my chalipin. Or the kinyan sudr, where the person takes the handkerchief and hands them over and says, okay, be koine this, and automatically you're going to be koine whatever else we're talking about. So now, Rashi says over here, this person was makbid on the sudr. If you look at the Rashi, chalipin and makbid alein, 6-7 lines at the top, chalipin and makbid alein, also like chayfetz b'chayfetz, but there's chalipin, liknois kedin kinyan, shekoinen b'sudr. He's transferring one for the other, paru b'chamor, but they're not schlepping the paru or the chamor, but rather than making a kinyan sudr, to be koine, you'll be koine the chamor, you'll be koine the parah. V'zemak v'liro sheya sudr shavu kolkach, he wants to make sure that the sudr is worth a lot of money. That being the case, he has a tremendous hakpoda on the chalipin. Mai, what's the din? What means what's the din? Again, next Rashi, mahu. Mikonu travayu b'meshicha d'chad minayu. Do you go and say that if I'm going and having a part of a chamor situation, do you say that you do a mashiach on one and you're automatically koina the other? Or you do mahoyu v'hikbar aleihem, if you say, no, I'm very mak, but I want to know exactly how much they're worth. No, hari en kedom, it's like money. V'havalu humoyz, v'hein koinoiz, achi yim chishgam eshein. This was your point before. If it's moiz, moiz einen koinoiz by metalklin, it's only koina by karkoiz. And so therefore, the fact that he made a mashiach on one of them, since he's makbid to know exactly the value, doesn't have a status like a normal mekach or memker. Mois is not koina, and you'd have to go make a mashiach on both animals, both on the para and on the chamor. Is my omravada barahava toshima hayachahiyah toifis parosi va'oimed. Person has his para and he's schlepping it to the middle of the marketplace, the middle of the shusarah. Obochaveri omale paroskalma. Well, why are you bringing the parah over here? No, the parah stays in the barn, it produces milk, it goes and takes care of its kids. Well, what do you bring the parah here to the marketplace? Oh, because la chamor ani tzarech. I need a chamor, and therefore I don't really need this parah, but I do need a chamor, and that's why I'm here. Oh, I got good news for you. Yesh li chamor sheni noisim lecha. I'm delighted to go and give to you my chamor, because I don't need it. You need a chamor? Fine, I'm happy to sell it to you. Parascha bekama, how much do you want for your parah? Bekach bekach, $100. Chamor bekama, how much do you want for your chamor? Bekach bekach, also $100. Oh, Moshe bala chamor esa parah. For the hispik bala parah limsheich esa chamor. There was only a one-way mashiach where the bala chamor schlep the parah. The bala parah didn't schlep the chamor. Ad shemesa chamor. Ay, ay, ay. In the middle of all of this, the Chamorah said, you know, I don't want to be involved in this Chamorah. It's difficult, whether it's a Chalipin, whether it's Matbei and Nasa Chalipin, whether it's a Kinyin Tzudak in Chalipin, I'm out of here in the Mesa Chamorah. Shtei Likona Bala Chamor Esa Parah. Then the Bala Chamorah was not Koina. Why not? Every time you make a Chalipin, as soon as you go and schlep one of the two, then automatically the other one is Koina. You don't have to go and make a Kinyin in both of them. Back in our Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalid, we said, "Kol metalklin koinen ze ezer." All metalklin are koinen one the other in a chalipin situation. For instance, our part of a chamor. Kate said, "Moshe chaymenu peiros v'loy nosen leimoyz." Ain't yochel asen boy. Once you do a mashiach on one, even without the money, you're done. You can't go and have any change. You can't have any charata. So the same thing applies over here. Once he went and did the mashiach, Moshe bala chamor is a parah. V'lehispik bala parah l'mshech is a chamor. Wouldn't you say that the deal is done? Because this is a normal chalipin where you schlep one and automatically you koine the other one. Zok Yomora, I'll tell you why he was not koine, the deal was not over. V'shma mino chalipin u'makbid aleihem loikona. If it's a chalipin where you want to know exactly how much each one is worth. Like over here he said, how much is your parah worth? Bekach, bekach. How much is your chamor worth? Bekach, bekach. Oh, if there's such a hakpoda on the value, so then it's really leaves Teiras Chalipin and now goes into Teiras Mecher, and therefore you're not koina until each one makes a kinyan on the other item that's being sold. In this case, the hamor and the part.
It's actually even stronger in Torah's Mecher because both have to make a kinyan before if it closes. Whereas in Mecher, only the one taking the metaltolin.
Fine.
It's even more strict.
Very good. So therefore, what the Gemara says is chaliv and mach benalein loy kana. We've been pointed to shayla that we asked. What's the din of chaliv mach benalein loy kana? Rava looked at this Gemara and says, I don't understand. The boy said, what are you talking about? Oh, Rava. You think that Khalipan are done by two idiots that have no idea what they're doing? Come on, everybody is always going to be makben on how much it's worth. It may not be worth exactly to the penny, but at least more or less. I'm not going to go and take somebody else's parah just because it's a parah and I have a chamar. Okay, parah, chamar, chamar, parah, it's all the same. They're all a bunch of animals. Yeah, let's go, mate. Don't you want to know whether this parah is 50 years old or 20 years old? Whether it's it gives birth to Volodis easily. Does it have a lot of milk? How much is it worth in the marketplace? 100, 120, 150, 200. This chamor, is it as an alta tzabrach and a chamor that can hardly go and take a talis baital on its back, or can it go and take a ton of good? I mean, obviously people are going to ask how much
it's
like worth.
It's like buying a used car.
Exactly. So even if you're switching one car for the other, not going to just automatically
check the mileage, you check the book, everything.
Oh, it does. So that's Rava's view on this too. Unto chalib mishumtin yaskim v'le kapti. And the kol chalib and mikbet kapti. V'kona. Every time there's a chalib and people want to know, okay, maybe not to the last penny, at least more or less, and they mock with v'kona. Therefore, v'hachem ayaskim, and if you're telling me, back to that case that the Gemara was quoting, harishay toifis parasay v'oymed, and this one said chamor, and this one said parah, and we said that the chamor died at Shemei, loikana, I'll tell you, it's not the normal case that you're thinking. You thought it was part of the chamor, and just because you slept one, and because you were makbet in the mois, and you didn't slept the other, and the other one died, the closing didn't close. No, no, no. Every time there's a chalip, and you only have to make a mashiach on one of the two, on the parah or the chamor, and we're done. Don't tell me you're not makbet people, and makbet people ask how much it's worth. So what are we talking about over here? Oh, brand new fact pattern. The chamor, in fact, was worth 100. The parah was only worth 80. But the parah had a small little tle. Ooh, small little tle. 80 plus 20, 100. Oh, zazegit. So it's one chamor for a parah tle. The person made a meshich on the parah, but not on the tle. But dying in moshech, so he didn't get a chance. Give him a moment. You can't go and schlep everything at one time. So if in between somebody changes his mind, or the chamor says, "Ich paige, I'm leaving this olam to go to the olam emes," what's the din? It's not a mashiach ma'ali until you go and take both goods, both the parah and the tle. With this, we've concluded that discussion. Gemara now has concluded, yes, avad every single chalip in your makbar aleihem, but you do not have to make two mashiachas of both sides. As soon as you mashiach one, the chalipin automatically is effective. The only exception would be in this interesting case when you have a chamor for parut leh, we have to do a mashiach on both, otherwise it's not a kosher mashiach. That was the first version that we started off with, Rabba Omer Afuna. It's a machira, which looks like a chalipin, and that's why it's koina, but there's a din of aina. So to my lema sova rafuna mape nas chalipin. Remember, Rashi already asked this on the second line, and Rabbi already asked this about 10 minutes ago, and he said, how can you talk about chalipin? He's handing over a pekel of money. He's not giving him a par of a chamor. He's giving him money for the chamor or for the chayfet. Ah, but didn't we say yesterday, ain't matei nas a chalipin? Edimora loy, rafuna sova lakrib yoichanan, amedvar toirem mois koinois. Neima omu mishicha koina. As you all know, there's a machlekes throughout Shas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Lagabe, that we say that you have to make a kinyan other than mo'oiz when it comes to metaltlin. You have to make a mashicha, or a mesira, or a hagbo'o, or a kinyan tzidr, or a kinyan aga, but not mo'oiz. Why is mo'oiz not koina? It's already machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tavar Torah mo'oiz koina. Just like you can go and buy a piece of real estate with money, you can go and buy a pencil with money, you can buy bread with money. You don't need to make any other kinyan min hatayah. So, Ibazoi, why do you have to make a mashicha, or hagba, or mesira, or whatever it is? Because of exedishem, yom la yuzusu fitecha baliyah. What does that mean? You have a moicher and you have a lekech, and the lekech, the marshal, is buying 10 bushels of chitim. And he paid for the chitim. So in a Torah that works, that's all fine. So now the moicher says, would you like to take the livery of the chitim? Actually, I don't have that much room in my home, in my silos, in my storage bin, but I see you have a large warehouse, Baruch Hashem, plenty of space. Do you mind? No, you can hold on to it, it's not a problem. No, everything is fine. Okay, now guess what happens? 2 or 3 or 4 weeks later, unfortunately, there's a sreifa in Tan Rachman Litzlan, and pinked that storage bin in which the lekeach left his 10 bushels, that's the one that seems to be getting on fire. Guess what happens? We tell the moicher, you own that storage bin, aren't you concerned? Who do the chitim belong to? Are those my chitim or the lekeach? The belongs to the lekeach. Okay. Let los de lekeach zorgen. That's his headache, it's not my headache. Let him call the fire department, let him call the shomrim, let him call the atzala, let him call the police. It's not my headache, I'm going back to my other mischer or my daf or whatever. What happens in such a case? We're afraid that this may happen. Therefore, the Chacham said, you know what? You know when a kinyan metalkel bichal, when he actually takes possession, he does a meshicha, when he removes it. Because otherwise, we have this gzeira, shemanisu kitecha balia. Zokimar, that's 100% true. Milton the shchicha goes barabon. A normal type of situation like we just posed, the Chacham said, don't say mois. Koinois, say it's only koinim et a meshicha with another kinyan. However, Milton lo yishchicha, you're talking about a situation which is unusual, legozu bo rabban. So what does the Gemara mean to say? In our case over here, we're talking being koina with a kinyan of mo'oiz, because he's handing over a pekel of money. But you're telling me that mo'oiz is not koina, you have to go and do meshicha. Well, guess what? If you're normally talking about a normal situation where you're counting out the bills, you're counting out the money, 100% mois ain't a koinois, and you have to do a meshicha. In our case, which is so unusual, when's the last time you saw a person willingly give over his paro or his chamor for an uncounted pekel of money? This is an unusual situation. Unusual situation, because the rabbanan, they figured, this happens once in a yovel. A normal situation, a person wouldn't do something like that, and therefore, mois or koinois after all. So now we've returned to your original question. How did it work with money? We're talking about metalkin. How do you have a mecher with money? The answer is because we're talking about an unusual situation and it's going aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore we have no raya to what Rav Huna holds, legabi matbeya, nasa chalipin or not chalipin. Because in fact it's not a chalipin. If you remember on the second line at the top, the Gemara says, kona dechi chalipin dummy. It looks like, it smells like, it appears to be a chalipin. But really it's going materis mo'ois, says the Gemara, because Rav Huna very possibly holds ein matbeyan nasa chalipin. So how did you do this machir in the first place? Oh, because I hold that can be oichana. Biachan holds mo'ois koinois. No, but doesn't he hold that nisuch dech baldia? I'm only goizer in a normal case, but not in a case like this. Milton shchicha goes rabban, and therefore the mecher works with money for metal.
That's unusual that we have a gezera, and instead of enforcing it across the board, we're relaxing it for the unusual cases.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that if you have a gezera, you would enforce it everywhere to avoid people ignoring it.
But you're familiar with the concept that Milton shchicha goes rabban.
Very much.
Okay, so Gemara is saying this is a mitzvah shchicha that you have such a situation, and therefore the goes baraban.
I thought it would say it was because our Papa said we said on Shabbos that when a ema bein asachliv mishum v'daita atzura v'daita avida v'batla. Since he's not counting it, he says that we're not looking at the tzura. Mm-hmm. Since he's somebody in those days they have bills, they will say coins, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're counting the coins, every coin you're checking it, you're making sure it's over the socher and everything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And since you're taking it sort of in a pile, so you're already being over, you're foregoing the currency of these coins.
Is that normal?
Very atypical. So that's why.
If you recall, going back to yesterday's Amud Beis, in the regular Gemara, you don't have to turn anything. The Gemara asks, "Oni chalav Rav Sheish is about 6-7 lines from the top." The Gemara says, "The Mishnah akates vechleshar b'parah chamor b'shar." Oni chalav Sheish the Yomi Peri Avdi Chalipin, that you can use anything for Chalipin. Benach the Yomi Kli in Av Peri Loi Le Avdi Chalipin. My Kate said, "How can you go and do a shar for a parah? Shar and a parah is nishka Kli. It's nishkanal." Heavenly Mark, Omer Yesh Dom and Shein Kachalip. In case it happens, the Meisha report, or the Meisha Mor Bishar. My time that I'm not going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, but the Shechicha was a Rabbanan. Muslim Shechicha, the gods were Rabbanan. Here's a Muslim Shechicha that they were doing Hachlofa of the Domim of one for the other, as we explained yesterday. So you have the same principle yesterday and today, that this din of Rabbi Yochanan, Vartoyin of Mois Koinois, but because of Shemi Nisrutuchi Rechav Aliyah, he said you have to have a Mashiachah, in both cases it's only by and Mutzah Shechicha.
There's nothing to do with Khalifa.
Nothing to do with Khalifa. It's called Khalifa.
It looks like Khalifa.
And it looks like Khalifa. It has that look
the
in
optics.
That appearance. The optics. Oh, that's the word I was looking for. Shkoyach. But really, it was a mech. Amalei mar hunabreid of Nachman the Rav Ashi. Atun hochi masnisalah. Anan hochi masnisalah. You just finished this tikkun gemara where the gemara said lema sover of hunam matbeya nasa chalipin. And you said no, lav dafka. It could be Rav Huna holds ain matbeya nasa chalipin. So how did this work? It was really with mois koines. Mois koinois. Everybody knows mois koinois is only by karka and not by metalklin. Ah, it's a milta d'shchicha, it's a loy shchicha, ma'as b'terb yoichanan. Says Yimora, but there's another version. Homily marhuna b'reder, nachal ravashi, atun hochi masisala, that you said, perhaps Ravuna holds matbeya nasa chalipin, perhaps he holds ein matbeya nasa chalipin. And our Gemara is talking about mois koinois. And an hochi masisala, we said very clearly, no doubts, no sveikis. Chein homer Ravuna, Ein matbeya nasa chalipin. What does this mean, v'chein? Remember yesterday in the Gemara, we had three great giants back on Menvov Amar Aleph, back in Vov Aleph, v'chein Amar Ula, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. V'chein Amar Abasi, ein nasa chalipin. V'chein Amar Abachona, Amar Abiyoychanan, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. So now we can add, v'chein Amar Avuna, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Fine. Now that we've spoken about chalipin in fair detail, the Gemara says, you know what? Tell me the background of this chalipin business. Where do we learn it from? What are the rules and regulations? So, do you want to make koinin? How does this work? Zoki mar rava mekevus shel koinin denichale the koinin del heavy makne koinin kihech the ligmar malik bilei v'leiga o mekevus shel makne kizvino lemei malik kaman. So now let's talk about the normal kinyan suda type of chalipin, which means you're talking about using a handkerchief. Whose handkerchief do you use? Is the one that's being koina, or the one that's being makna? In other words, in all of these cases, even though by chalipin you don't talk about money, don't, unless of course you're talking about a part of a chamar, where normally there's no money, in any other case when you talk about a kinyan suder, there is money changing hands. It's just that that money is not a kinyan. So if you wanted to go and buy the mushel a loaf of bread, and you're handing over money, you're handing over the money, Midrabanan is worthless according to Biyochan, according to Shlokish, even Minatoira, because Mishchich is Koine Minatoira. So you have not been Koine yet. So, Midinat Vachusadina, of course, overrides what we're talking about. But putting that aside, assuming that we're going based on Dintai, the person has paid the money, he can go and say, you know what, I changed my mind. Give me the money. But you already paid for it. That was no Kenyan. I'm paying for it, but I have to make a Kenyan, a Mashiach, a Hagbah, a Kenyan Suder, whatever I have to go and make. That's a Mishapara. If you hand over the money, then you change your mind. Very good, good. But the Maisa, how can you go and change your mind? Because I didn't make a Kenyan yet. Yes, Brother Shai said you get a Mishapara. Correct. So getting back to our Gemara, so now what happens if the person says, well, I don't want to go and touch the loaf of bread. Do you have bags? No, we don't have bags. You have to pay half a dollar for it because of the environment. They got some mass. If I touch it, people are not going to want to eat from the bread because they say maybe they're germs and bacteria. What should I do? Oh, I have a good idea. I'm going to go make a different type of kinyan. I'm going to make a kinyan suder. Okay, so the money has been paid. The loaf of bread is waiting to be taken. Who's going to make the kinyan suder? Is it the storekeeper is going to take out his or her kinyan, her handkerchief, and you're going to pick it up? Or is it the one that's being coined of the bread? He has to go and pick up the handkerchief and not pick it up. He give it to the other person to be makabel. So that's now machloikis between Rav and Lake. Rav omen bekelev shel koinah. The koiner who's coming into the store and he's buying the merchandise and he's paying for the merchandise, he's the one that's going to go and take his handkerchief and hand it over to the makne. And he says to the makne, I want you to be makne to me, my bread that you owe me, and do it with this kinyan suda by picking up the handkerchief. The nicha leila koiner, the heavy makne koiner, the koiner is very happy, the lekeach is happy that the makne should be koiner his handkerchief. So that the Makna now does a Gemiris Das, and he says, oh, I'm not just doing this symbolic lifting of a siddur, but I'm being matne the bread to the koine, to the leker. Oh, so the koine is very happy, and the matne goes along with this kinyan siddur, and he takes it, and he gives him the bread. The storekeeper, he or she is the one that's going to have to go and do the kinyan of taking the siddur, handing it over to the lekech, and saying, lekech, take the siddur, and by taking the siddur, you're also going to be koine the bread with it. Almost like a kinyan agav situation. I introduce agav because Igbor is going to discuss that momentarily. V'levi om bekelev shel makna. Kidabin l'min l'akamon, like the Igbor is going to explain momentarily. As omali rafunu mi deskayat l'rach, u'levi di om bekelev shel makna, hakokoni ara agav glima. You can also make a kinyan sudr to be koine karka. You don't have to use only kesef shtar chazaka. You can be koine also with a kinyan chalipa, with a kinyan sudr. Frank Dimura, if you're going to tell me kelev shel makna, what's happening is the koine has paid for the real estate. That's done. Okay, but he's not koine with the money. Okay, the money is still in escrow. It hasn't been released yet. So we don't have a shayla. He was koine with mois. Fine. In the meantime, how are they going to go be makna? The makna says, you know what? You don't have to go out to the farm and start doing a no parat gadar koshu. I don't have any shtar over here. The money is waiting to change hands. In the meantime, let's make a kinyan sudr. So the makna, the one that owns the property, says, here, take the kinyan sudr. You'll pick it up. And at the same time, you're being koine the kinyan sudr. You'll be koine the real estate. Tomorrow, hakakoni ara agav glima. Glima being over here, the sudr. What you're doing is you're being koine of the sudr, the glima, the handkerchief, and agav that you want to be koine of the karka. In Cain, if that's the case, it's been hapachu. Havalei nechosu sheish lechayim, nikmu nechosu sheein lechayim. Banan ibchatanan, nechosu sheein lechayim, nikmu nechosu sheish lechayim. And if you want to be koine of metalton, you make a kinyan in the karka, and you automatically koine of the metalton, even if it's b'chol mokam shu, even if it's far away. Right, we spoke about yesterday, the day before, that you had the master sheni money at home that you want to be mechal, and you can go and make a kinyan here on with a sudr, or with a sudr wouldn't be a kinyan agav, that he made a kinyan in the sipa de beisei. Remember, that was the master that he chose. I have the money in the beichoy zoi, and he was giving to Shmuel bar Acha, and he said, Shmuel bar Acha, I'm giving you the money, how? Agav a sipa de beisei. So you're makne the metaltlin, agav the karka. Here you want to be makne the karka agav the metaltlin. Amalezi told him, you have a levi hoch, if levi would be here, have a mapik li apach pulsi denura. It's a very, very strong lushen. If levi were here, he would be so repelled by your question, because it sounds almost like levi is an amoret. Don't you know, levi, that when you want to do a kinyan agav, you make a kinyan in the karka and be koine the metaltlin, as opposed to make a kinyan the metaltlin and be koine the karka, come on. Doesn't everybody know that? What would Levi do? So literally the words are mapak le'apach. He would go and be makabel upon him, so to speak, with pulsi de nura, with pulses, with lights of nura, of fire. Rashi says, nitzoytze shel or. In other words, he would shoot in your direction.
Fury arrows.
Fiery arrows. Very good. However, Rashi says at the end that this is just a metaphor. What it really is referring to, Lashon Shamta Ka'amalei, that Levi would be so upset that you're choshed him for amaratzes that he would go and put you in shamta in chayim. Explains the Gemara. Misavris glima matni le. Do you think he's actually handing over the glima to be koina? I mean, physically, that's what you do. And that's why in our kinyan tzura that we're familiar with, you always give back the kinyan tzura. It's not that you give it to him to go and hold on to permanently. So you think he's giving the glima, and I got the glima, you're being koina the karka. But you know, what the makna is saying to the koine, since you are willing to go and take this glima and be koine it, I, the makna, have derived from that tremendous hanoah, and that hanoah is worth more than a shova pruta. It's ki'en, the case of you have a chosin kala, where instead of the chosin giving the ring to the kala gives money to the chosin, and we're talking about a chosh of a chosin, who normally doesn't just take money or presents from anybody. By the fact that he's willing to go and take the money from the kala feels so good. Oh yeah, I'm so happy, I'm so proud that this chosin has taken this present, this ring, this money from me, I have hanor more than a shavah pruta, and she's mekadish herself to the chosin with that hanor's shavah pruta.
The kallah doesn't give anything to the chosin.
Typically, it's a question. It's a question. It's a question.
Of absolutely right. Rabbi points out 100, 1000%. The chosin has to give the kesef right to the kallah. Absolutely. But the Gemara Kedushin says you could have a unique, rare, extraordinary situation where the kallah gives money to the chosin and the kedushin is chab. How is that? Not that she is mekadisher, he's mekadisher. Oh, how is he mekadisher? The hanoah that he takes from her, for instance, she buys him a pair of cufflinks. A normal man would say, who are you to give me cufflinks? I'm not interested. Take your cufflinks. Who are you? Get out of here. However, the fact that he says, oh, these beautiful cufflinks, I'm putting it on my shirt. I'm going to wear them proudly. I'm going to tell everybody that I got this from Miss Sprinza Smith. Oh, really? You're going to tell everybody that you're, I can't tell you how happy I am. Nobody's ever told me something like that. How much hanor do you have? $1 million. Well, not mamish $1 million. But at least worth a shavah pruta, says the Gemara. She has received a shavah pruta from the chosin. Then the chosin has to go and say, are you happy? You had hanor? Yes. Hereby mekadosh hat kariat mekudeshes li b'hanoazu that I just gave you kedach moichvi yisrael and mekudeshes.
Wow,
yeah, it's an unusual situation. Yes. Most kallahs are not happy. Vuzot techeski v'ifreit
kafri.
Medin urav. Oh yeah, the more is up to melantis up for urav. Shem. With Chesky Marach, who's on the phone, a very distinguished Talmud Chacham from Muncie, he says that the Gemara in Kedushin says it works midin arev. What means midin arev? Every guarantor never receives anything for his services. He's just doing a freebie guarantee. So how does that work? How does he go and... I'm sorry?
Yeah.
But I hear and know that he's happy that everybody trusts him that he'll be able to go and pay. He's willing to go and be meshabbat himself. Because he gets now a reputation in the community that he is a worthwhile person, a reliable person, that Baruch Hashem, he has money that he can go and pay. Oh, so he gets a gantz Hashem. So therefore he's willing to go and be meshabbat himself. So here too, she's willing to meshabbat herself with this tremendous hanor that she has, that he's willing to wear her cufflings or whatever. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara, misavis glima makdile, vayhi hanor teko mekabel minei. Since the makna sees that the koine is taking the suder, and he's willing to go ahead with the transaction. So now the makna with that suder has a broad smile on his face, saying, oh, I'm so happy he took it. He has now received the shavah pruta of hanor. With that, he is going mer to him. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, misavris, Rashi about 12 lines from the bottom, misavris, the omale, Agav, shali de meshichas hakli sheniknu loy meshicha, yiknu loy akarka. You are thinking that together with the gleam he gets the karka in makli. Ein elu elik echalipin, ki ilu zem moise loy chevetz acher tachas karka. It's like a normal chalipin that one person is giving one thing, he's giving the other thing. Umal mesirase, what did the koine give him? He didn't give him anything. Oh, he gives him hanoas kabalosa mimenu. That he was willing to makabel the matonas akli shechashova, he was machshivim makabel mimenu matona. If you go to the president or to the king or something, you want to offer him something. Vesti, get out of here! I don't need to talk to you. You're a third-class citizen. I speak to people, to royalty. I don't speak to just anybody. So the fact that he's willing to get the matona, noyachloi kilu noisin loyze hakoyne matona rabbi, as if he's giving him a big box full of little ear inside. But anyway, the Gomanoiz Maknaloyakar. So it's not a case of an agav, it's a case of a real chalipin. He's giving him Hanov, he's giving him the Chayfetz and Sholem al Yisrael. Or not Chayfetz, but the Karka.
But you say the Karka cannot be acquired with chalipin.
Agamar is telling us good news. Besides your Mashiach, besides your. I'm sorry. Don't get all that up. I got a karka besides the Kesher Shtar and Chazaka. You could also be koina with Khalid.
You say that by halacha?
Halacha? According to our Gemara today, halacha. Well, it's halacha lemaisa. Got to look at the Rambam and Chukha. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Okay. Kitanor. This halacha that we just said now, machlik is Rav and Levi. Whose kalim are we talking about? Kalim Shemak, the kalim Shel Koina. This is machlokes Tanoim. It's not just Rav and Levi. Amiroi, but Tanoim. We go back to the famous story about Boaz and the Goyel, the Ploini Almoini in Sefer Rus that everybody's familiar with. It says there, this is the way in the good old days, Al HaGemura, Al HaGeula, the Al HaTemura. We'll see in a moment, Geula means when you did a Mecher, Al HaTemura if you want to do a Chalipin. The Kayim called Avar, to go and be Mekayim, in other words, to close a transaction. Sholef Ishna Levinelson Rebbe, a person would go and take off his shoe and give it to the other person, not for purposes of Chalitza Rebbeisai, but for purposes of a Kinyan Chalitza. And now the Gemara explains each word. Geula Zumachira, Geula means that you're doing a Mecher, you're selling one. What does Geula mean to Machira? Geula means the redemption.
Right.
We all ask the Rebbe Shalom, send the Geula. Doesn't mean to send it a Machira. Says Gemara V'chenu, Oyme lo yi goel. Oh, I have a Pasik. Where is the pasuk? For those of you that have the Torah or Hashalim, it says in number two, "Lo yivake beituv v'rav lo yiramirano v'imhami yiramirano v'yehus marasi yekonish lo yigoel." What is this referring to? This is referring to the case of Maser Behema. When it comes to Maser Behema, you have the 10 animals that are standing on a row, ready to go through the Pesach. You're going to count them 1, 2, 3. Lo yivake beituv v'rav. You don't have to go and check out in advance. What will number 10 be? Is it going to be a Balmum? Is it going to be a Tam? You don't check. Just let them go randomly one after the other. And then, and don't do a Tamura. If you do a Tamura, you go and substitute one animal for the other. But don't go and sell it. You're now going to sell Masa Behema. It has a status of Kedusha. You have to go and take to the Beis Hamikdash and use it for a cart. So what do I see from that? The goel means mechira. So it says alagura means for mechira. Temura says yimar zu chalipin. You're doing a chalipin. You're doing an exchange. V'chenu oimer lo yachli fenu v'lo yomir oisoi. Both the word chalipin and the word yomir temura means substituting or replacing one for the other. So therefore the word temura also means a lashon of chalipin. Now the pasuk continues the kain called over. Sholav ishna alav nosan riyayu. Zok Yimara, mi nosan lemi. When it says in the pasuk that sholav ishnale, one of them took off the nal and gave it to his friend, who gave to whom? So we have Boyaz and the goyel, the ploini almoini. So it's a machloikis. Boyaz nosan the goyel. One man the yomer holds that the Boyaz, the one that gave it to the goyel. Rabbi Yehuda oimer goyel nosan the Boyaz, that the goyel gave it to Boyaz. Okay, so who was the koinen? Who was the makne? The goyel was not interested in being goyel the fields and the property of Admon and Kilyon.
Machlon
Kilyon. Thank you.
Elimelech,
Machlon Kilyon, the
ganze
mishpacha. He was not interested. Therefore, he was being makne all of his rights and everything to Boyaz. He said, Boyaz, you take all of it. You do whatever you want. So Boyaz was the koine, and the goyel was the mak. So who gave it to whom? Mi nosel lemi. The Tanakhama says Boyaz nosel the goyel, that the koine was the one that had the nalo. He took off his shoe and he used it for chalipin. The Yehuda Oimer goyel nosel the Boyaz, was the other way around. It was the goyel that the mak that he gave to Boyaz. So with this we have concluded this shtickel. We said that there's a machloek between Rav and Levi. Whose sudr do you use in a makna or the koine? Sigmar is concluding, it's in fact a machlokes tanoim between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda of this price. Tana, koinin bekli, av bishim b'sheva pruto. The now that we're talking about is a kli. You can use any kli, even if it's worth less than a sheva pruto, as long as it has a toiras kli to it. Om Rav Nachman lishonu ele bekli, hala peri loy. No, it's got to be a kli and not peiris. We had this already yesterday. Rav Sheish says, I'm Rafilu Peiris. Even Peiris is also good. We use the term Peiris. Rashi always says, Lav Dafka Peiris. Peiris really means cold offer. And that's why you can do animals. Sure. If you look at the Rashi, to the first wide line, all the way at the end of the line, first wide line, Av the Peiri, cold offer is a Kli. Anything which is not a Kli is called a Peiri. So, if you're talking about animals, they're not Peirois. But nevertheless, for these purposes, it's non-Kli. Rav Sheish says, I'm Rafilu Peiris. My time of Nachum, why did Nachum say be kli? Amakron naal, naal in yekron aloy, just like a naal is a kli, so it's got to be a kli. My time of Sheishes, amakron lekayim koldover. Right after that, it says in the pasuk, "Zoy fufan b'yisal lehul vatmura lekayim koldover sholef ish naal v'nasal reyeh." So you see, lekayim koldover. You can use anything. Rav Nachum, I'm here to say lekayim koldover. Ulekayim kol dover the nikvin b'minah. When it says the kayim kol dover, it doesn't mean that you're using kol dover as the instrument of your chalipin, but really it's the subject of your chalipin. But if you go and take a na'al or a kli, then you can go and be koina with it, kol dover. So it's not that the kol dover is the thing that's mekayim, it's rather the subject of your chalipin. So you can go and be koina anything, including even karka, with chalipin, like we just said. Rav Sheshes nami yaksiv na'aloi, l'choyer Rav Sheshes, shteitach na'aloi, it sounds like it's got to be a kli, a psepsanal. The Dover Mesuyim, says Rashi, the last Rashi means Dover Sholeh. Even though these are classic Peiros, it's Rimoin and Egois, this is not pseudo Peiros, it's real Peiros. But it's only a Chutzirim, that's Nishka Gantzazach. It's got to be like a Nal. You can't go and use a half a shoe. You have to use a full shoe. So you have to use a full item. You can't go and use half items. Half items are not a double mesuyim. It's not a double shalayim. Toignish es haneshkit. Okay. We had yesterday also, or 2 days ago, that's the reason why you couldn't use the various it's a thing that didn't have a tzura. Why?
Okay. That's why the chalipin doesn't work with coins.
Exactly. Zuntait.
Kuntur papa.
So now we just said now we had a machloikis legabe fishin halachas. For instance, who is the machna? Who's suda? We talking about from the machna from the koina. So, based on whom do we write the following lishoynis in shtorais, including in a ksuba? So listen carefully when the bala ksuba, the one that gets the kibbit to go and line the ksuba, if you listen carefully, you'll hear it says b'mona the kosher l'miknayibe. So hakoshur v'kai. So one means b'mona the kosher l'miknayibe. So the more explains each word. B'mona l'fukim rafsheches to amakoyin beperes. So the word mona means an item, a chayfet. Why does it have to be a chayfet? It's got to be a kli, like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Sheshes. The fact that we write the mona is going to exclude Rav Sheshes, that we can only use a kli for making the kinyan.
Actually, mona also means 100, mona masayim.
That's typically with a hay. Your mona is with an olive.
Thank you. No problem.
Anyway, fully Rav Sheshes, the omar koinim epeiris. Now it says mona de kosher, l'naibe, kosher lafukim in ishmol, the omar koinim bimaruka. Shmuel holds you can even be koina if your sudr is maruka. What exactly is maruka? We have machloikis here, Rashi and Toisis. Rashi says, kliya osli migloli bokar. If you have a kli that is made out of glolim. It's a kli. No, so nala, you can use a kli. Got to be the kosher. Like, nah, maruka is not kosher. Now, we don't mean kosher in the sense of kashrus, you can eat it. What we mean is kosher, that it's suitable, that it's appropriate for making a kinyan. Kliya osli migloli bokar. Probably has a stench, and people don't even want to touch it.
Yeah, we have clay glolim, and not a couple tumas. Right. So we do see they're used in,
but not for chalipim. Okay. Exactly. But toisis, on the other hand, has a different plan altogether. Top toisis, pirish karine tamara, pits of a tamara of a date. Sometimes you hear. It's a shame that Ariel's not here. He'd like to talk about things like that. Sometimes the date is for the pits. But anyway, so pirish karine tamara shemaklikim behem es haklaf. That you use these karina tamara to go and smooth out a cloth. Presumably, there must be some sort of moisture in it that you can squeeze out, and therefore you can go and smooth out the cloth, mitazah amorika, but it does not a dover choshev, and therefore you cannot use this for purposes of chalit.
You can treat the cloth, in other words.
You can treat it with these karina tamara, but to go and use it as the kinyan, this is an. Now it says, "V'mona tekosha l'miknaya bay." What means l'miknaya? Lafukim midalevi the omer makelav shel makna kamashul l'miknaya v'loy l'knuye. Now I would have thought l'miknaya means lahaknois, to be makna something, but our Gemara says no, l'miknaya means to be koyde, to acquire something, and therefore lafukim midalevi the omer makelav shel makna that you can go and use the kelav of the makna kamashul on. The mona the kosher the miknayibe to be koina with it kamashmon the miknayiv ulay the knuye, and therefore it has to be the caleb of the koina like Rav learned. If you look at the top Rashi the miknaya mashma lik noise boy to like mashma lahak noise boy. Oh, it's got to be a mona a kli, like our suder, which is kosher, it's not merika, it's not meruka, the miknaya to be koina with it, not to be makna with it, to be koina with it. No, how do you use it to be koina? I'm a kelev shel koina, come, we're talking about the kelev shel koina, that he hands it over to the makna and says, be koina my kli.
Oh, so chametz we do the, it's the opposite. Usually it's the rav who gives over his pen.
That's what shlichus. That's a different.
100%. There is a common misconception. The gabe when you go to the rav to sell your chametz, lots of people think that they're selling the chametz to the rav, and that's what people say. I'm going to sell my chametz to the rav. What you're doing is you're authorizing the rav to sell your chametz on your behalf. He never takes possession. What's the purpose of picking up a suder? Just to go and strengthen and emphasize in a very strong, dramatic way that I'm appointing you as a shliach. So it's not just dvorim ba'alma, you make a maisa kinyan of a suder.
Ceremonial to the shlichus, not for the kinyan.
Exactly, it's a shliach. Anyway, so getting back to Agmar, the fukim of the levi, the yom mekeli shomak, the kamash lenu, and I have a lekne. Now it says, "Gnaya bay." That's the final word of these four words. Bimona the kashlu gnaya bay. Bay is rapapa amalim utei matbeya. Ooh, because ein matbeya nasa chalipe. Hey, it's got to be a now. It's got to be a mona. It's got to be a kli. Razvir, we say, "Ravashi amalim utei isuriano." Bay means it's got to be something which is mutibano. If you're going to take something, osimano. You cannot go and use that as your kli for purposes of the kinyan sukkah. That's the first lashon. Ikri ami a slightly different lashon. Bay, we start off the same thing again. Like naya bay. Omra papa lamuti mat baya. It comes to exclude mat bay, which is again what Papa said in the first lashon. So there's no change on that. But we're going back now to kosher the miknaya bay. Omra zidvi sim rabash lamuti isuri hano. The kosher, it's not the bay that's coming to lamuti isuri hano. It's the kosher that's lamuti isuri hano. It's not suitable if it's osmana. What about the moirika? A moirika, it's for that I don't need a pasuk. It's such a dover pashut that this thing is
despicable.
Is despicable. It's repulsive. It's rejected. Ejected. Rejected. Dejected. Who's going to use a moirika? They don't even talk about it. The whole thing has a bad smell to it. Therefore, says you don't even have to. It
doesn't
have
pass the smell.
It doesn't pass the smell test. You don't need something in the shtar to say you can't go and use shtari moirika. Not shtari moirika. Kli osim ekli lamur. Okay, right. We learned in our Mishnah that asimon koine es amadbeya. Remember, we said that asimon is a form of token, just like they used to have asimonim in the times of 30 or 40 years ago.
Bezek, when they
had the pay phones,
right.
They used to use asimon. But asimon, remember, we learned in the Mishnah, is not defined as a token that you put into the telephone, but rather it's what we call a slug or a blank coin, where there's no mintage, no coinage. How do we know that? Rashi already said in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say it at the end of the sugya. But in the meantime, the Gemara assumes that asimon is something else. My asimon, amra moisan itonis besimen lebeis hamerchit. You want to go to the beis hamerchit, you go and, when you go into a beis hamerchit, of course you're getting services, you're getting a towel, and you're getting soap, and you're getting hot water, and shampoo, or whatever the beis hamerchit offers, and you pay your dollar, $5, $10, whatever it is, and then the person at the cash register gives you an asimon, which is a token. And then you take that token and you hand it over to the balan, and then the balan knows that you made your full payment. What exactly was this token? Rashi says it was mois, b'chusois, v'ro'ois. It was a normal type. This would be from, what was the name of the Hanan Bisha, as a coin that normally you cannot go and use it in regular commerce because a person wouldn't take it. But for a simon, it's good. Then the balance says, oh, I see you paid because you're giving me this moist rice. That's how Rashi does. Anyway, Frank D. Marcy, you tell me that's the definition of the asimon. Meisve. It says, Ein mechal n'maaseh sheni al asimon. Don't be mechal n'maaseh sheni on asimon. V'loi al moist and itoyes besimon lebeis amarchet. No, it says two different things that you cannot use for Maaseh Sheni. Don't use the Asimon, and don't use these tokens which you use in the Beis HaMerchetz. No, Mechal Asimon, La Moisin, Beis HaMerchetz. Obviously, these are two different things, because otherwise, why would say, don't use an Asimon and don't use the token for the Beis HaMerchetz? That's Hainu Ha. B'chitayim, Perusha Kama Farish. So maybe you're going to tell me, that's what it really means. Ein Mechal Maaseh Sheni Al Asimon. And you're wondering what means Asimon. That means the Al Moish Anitonis, that's how you're going to learn. But we learned elsewhere befedish nishtazai. In other words, even if you were able to somehow concoct and say that when it says v'lei almois and itonis, it means like you said shehem. That's the definition of asimon. But look at the following braisa. It says in the braisa mechal masasheni al asimon zim reb doise. You can be mechal, says reb doise. V'chom moimrim ein mechal. You cannot do it. So in other words, asimon is a machloikis, reb Yehud, reb doise, and the chacham. But they both agree, she mechal almois and itonis, but similar base America. You can't use those tokens for going and using chil masasheni to zichanish. So it's clear, crystal clear from this braisa that asimon and the tokens are two different things. They're not the same, because by asimon it is a machloikis. While agabe, the base America's tokens, everybody agrees it doesn't work. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, may asimon, pulza. Pulza is what Rashi says over here, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, means that it's totally blank. See Rashi about four, five lines into the narrow lines. Pulza mechusir tzura. It doesn't have any tzura whatsoever. It's just a flat, plain coin, no George Washington, no Biden, no drum.
Just the metal one.
Just the metal one, exactly. It's a coin. It looks exactly like a coin.
It's like it hasn't been impressed yet with the stamp yet.
Exactly. It has not gone through the US
Mint. It's a golem klee type thing.
A slug. Good. Okay, so now the Gemara says that now that we finished that Reb Doise holds, what is an asimon that you can use it to go mimachal mas v'sheni? Says he more about Reb Yochanan Talmid. Reb Yochanan holds the Reb Doise that we just quoted, and Reb Shmuel holds the same. Reb Doise had the Yomar that he said you can be mechal mas v'sheni on a slug which is blank. Reb Shmuel, mahi? What's Reb Shmuel? The sani tzar tekes biyodcha. The alachta lamokay. That if a person doesn't want to go and take the Masa Sheni itself, but he wants it Mechalit, so he takes the Tzarta Kesa B'yorcha. He takes it to Yerushalayim. What does this mean? Tzarta Kesa B'yorcha, says Rabbi Shmuel, the rabbis kol dover ha-nitzrer b'yad. Any type of money that you can go and put into your hands and carry it, that is sufficient, that is kosher, to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, no, not any money that you can carry in a man. Rabbi Kodov Sheishlov Tzura. It has to be minted. It has to be a coin with a face, with a name, stamped. With words, stamped, whatever. You can't just have a blank slug. Ah, so Rabbi Shmuel says you can. Kodov Nitzabiyat. If you have blank slugs and you take it in your hand, that's not a problem. It's fine. That's also, I mean, it's worth its weight in kesef. You have to weigh it, but you know what it's worth. Ah, that's also good. So that's just like Reb Doise that said a moment ago that you can mechal mas v'sheni al asimon. And what does asimon mean according to Reb Yochanan? A slug, a pulza. Oh, so that's why Reb Yochanan talmid. Reb Yochanan holds both Reb Doise and Reb Shmuel say the same thing, that you don't have to have a minted coin with a figure, with words, with a picture. A slug is also kosher for chilul mas v'sheni. Back to our Mishnah, Ketzah Moshech HaMene, Peiros L'Nosel Moyes, Eini Yochel Lachzor. Once you hand over the Peiros, you did a Mashicha, even though no money changed hands, that's already enough. Because when it comes to Kinyonim like Mashicha, Moyes are not necessary for purposes of a Kinyon, Legabi Metal. And we go back again to Rabbi Yochanan and to Reish Lakish, Omer Biyachim, Bar Toyna Moyes Koinah. The truth of the matter is, Mena Toyra, Moyes a Koinah, just like they're Koinah by real estate, they're Koinah by Metal. Name our Omer Mashicha Koina, Vusep is Mashicha, because Kseh Shem Yomloi, Nitzvah Tuchitecha Ba'aliyah, like we explained before, because otherwise the Moicher has no incentive to put out the fire, let the Lekeach worry about it. Frankly, Mora, the Lekeach also doesn't worry. Soif Soif, Mandishorid Leka, Boish Lumei. Let's just chap the person who made it Leka, the arsonist, and he'll have to go and pay. So it doesn't really make a difference. That you're saying that the Lekeach will now be incentivized to go and take possession. No! The Lekeach will go and get paid from, not from insurance, will go and get paid from the arson guy. Okay, Alexander Shematipo, the Lake of Oinus. Not that someone caused an arson. There was a lightning bolt, and unfortunately, or there was a short circuit of electricity, whatever it was. And therefore, it was an Oinus. Nobody is responsible, but the Lekeach is going to go and lose all of these chayre. See, mukvis lehuber shusay masanavshei torah umatzel. If you're going to go and say to the moicher that even though you receive the money min midrabanan mois einan koinois, and therefore the bushels of wheat are still yours, and you better go and make sure to go and take good care of them, Ich muss the Rishus, if you're telling me that these belong to the Meicher, then he's going to go and Moisenavish. He's going to go and bring the fire extinguishers. The fire department is going to bring buckets of water to put it out. Viloi. But if you're not going to put in the Rishus, you say it's Rishus Lekech. He says, well, I'm not giving Moise Nefesh to be Torah Matzah. Well, that's Lekech's problem. It's not my headache, it's his headache. Let him worry about it and not. That's Rabbi Yochanan. No. It's not Midrabanan. Minatoira, you have to make a Mashiach. Where's that Minatoira? My time, Shlokisham across in the Bosvich, Simkrum, Nimkala Misecha, Iconim Yad Misecha, Dovrai Nikna Miyad Liyad. It's a type of item which means metalklin. How you coin it? Miyad Liyad, you have to do a Mashiach, Tzia Masira, you have to do a physical act to go and take the object itself. Mois Einon Koinis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, what do I learn from Dovrai from this Miyad, Iconim Miyad Misecha? I learn Miyad Lim Ute Karka, the less Be Oinoa. What do you mean, less be enough? Because we only quoted the first part of the pasuk. That's Allah. Now we quoted the pasuk earlier on at the beginning of the shir. But the point is, says Rabbi Yochanan, the whole din of Aino only applies to metalklin, to merchandise, to commodities, to schoira, but not to karka. Yeah, the muti karka, less be enough. For Shlokish, and came lichtav kra, v'chisimkru mimkar miyad amisecha. Al toinu. Oikana lamali. What Ishlakish is saying is take out the words oikana. V'chisimkru mimkar lamisecha. Al toinu. Or miyad amisecha. He takes out miyad, probably says lamisecha. Right? What's the test? Test. Ulai tzerchlem liyad amisecha. Oh. V'chisimkru mimkar liyad amisecha. You're selling something to your amisa, means a fellow person, a friend, or whatever. Al toinu. Oikana, what do we need? Oikana, lamali, shema mina lamashicha. So therefore, Reish Lakish says, I agree that the thrust of the pasuk is like Rabbi Yochanan said, Hilchos Einoa, Mute Karka, but because the extra words, Oikana, it tells you how do you make a kinyan, mita miyad, mita mashicha. Rabbi Yochanan, Oikana, my avadai, what does he do with these Oikana? For another drasha, says the pasuk, "Chisim kumim kolam yisech al toinu." Only elish nesanu lekeach nesanu moicher minayin. I would think maybe the oino is if you jip the lekeach. What about if you're jipping the moicher? In other words, you didn't give the moicher enough funds. Tamaloi ma oikonoi al toinu. So it says that it works both ways. Both the moicher and the koinu, you have to make sure don't overpay and don't underpay. Ishlokish, Tarti Gomine. Ishlokish says, I don't need a special pasuk. From the words oikonai, I learn both. Number one, not only nisana lekeach, but also nisana moicher. And at the same time, I learn for the oikonai to go and tell you that it has to be a kinyan of meshicha min hatoy. Not midrabon like the Yochanan learns, but meshicha min hatoy. Tanan. Okay, this is our Mishnah. This is the very end of the Mishnah. What we said in our Mishnah is that kuli alma moida that mo'ois einon koinois. And now if he gave alma mo'ois, the question is, who can have charata? Our Tanakhama says, everybody, if you want to just take a look back at the Mishnah, mem dalet omen aleph, mem dalet omen aleph, you see at the very end of the Mishnah, it says Reb Shimon Oimer, right before Gemara. Reb Shimon Oimer, kosher kesef biyode yode al elyon. So look now at the last Rashi on the Amid. Rashi says kosher kesef biyode. Here, Mr. Freeman. Kosher kesef biyode. Halegad Rabban. The Amri nosen leimois yochel lachzeboy afilakech. Everybody can have charata, both the moich and the lekech, as long as he didn't make a mashiach yet, he only handed over money, gunished, everybody could change. Yes, it's a mishapara, but otherwise, everybody could change. However, Asif, Shimon HaMeimen, no, moich shahakol biyodoy, he has both the schoira that hasn't changed hands yet, he also has the money, yodei al yoyna, he is the one that yochel lachzabai, al lekech and yochel lachzabai. More mefarish time. So we have a machlink in the Tanakama, and Reb Shimon HaMishnah, Tanakama says, Mois Einan Koinois, zero. And therefore, both can go and have charata, both the Moicher and the Lekeach. However, Reb Shimon says, only the Moicher, Yerali Yoyne, because he has both the Schoir in his hands, and he has the money in his hands. See, Mora wants to understand what's the basis of the Machloik is, Zogti Mora Tanah. First white line down below, Reb Shimon Oimer. Kosher Kesem Yerali Yerali Yoyne. Moicher de Matzi Hadebe, Lekeach Le Matzi Hadebe, like we saw in the Rashi. Zoktiwan, Iyam Rizbishleim Mois Koinois, if you can tell me Mois Koinois, Menha Toira, like Rabbi Yochanan learned, Bisham Hachi Moicher Matzi Hanebe Lekechli Matzi Hanebe. Then I can understand. Because although we make this gezeira of perhaps Shema, Chashashon, Yesu Ptu Chitech HaBaliyah, but we're not oiker the entire Din Torah where the Torah says Moitz Kainais, and therefore since the Moicher has received the Moitz and he still has the Schoira, so therefore he can go and have Charata, because Moitz Kainais, he got the money. Lekeach Lematzi Hanebe, because Lekeach didn't receive the money, he handed over the money, he doesn't have anything. Oh, so then Mashiach is koina midrabanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So I understand Rabbi Shimon very well why the Moicher has a greater yipui koyach than the Lekeach, because we're based on the Mois koinus. I got the Mois! So he can have charot, but not the Lekeach. Beli Amris, Mois ainen koinus, like Rish Lakish, so Ibazoi, so until you do a Mashiach, nobody has done anything. It's zero, because min ha-toira, Mois ainen koinus. You have to do a kinyan. Lekeach, not a letter base, so let everybody go and have hakarata. Why does Rabbi Shimon say only the moicher and not the loikeach? Amlach Rish Lakish, lid Rabbi Shimon loikam mina, says Rish Lakish, and make a partial concession. I agree, according to Rabbi Shimon taka holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that mois are koinis minatoira. And that's why the moicher can go and have hakarata, but not the loikeach. Kikamina lid Rabbanan. I, Rish Lakish, are only focusing on the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds that Mashiach is koine minatoir. Bishlam and Rish Lakish, I'm the Ikabein Reb Shimon Rabban. Now I understand so beautifully the machlok between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Why the Tanakama says both can have charata? Why? Because you have to make a Mashiach minatoir. Until you make Mashiach, you've done nothing. It's just dibur ba'alma. Money can change hands 100 times both ways. Gunish! Until you make your kinyan, Mashiach hagboa, etc. That's according to the Tanakama. According to Reb Shimon, no. Hamoiz ha-koine is minatoir. You gave over the money, now the Lekech is stuck. It's koine, he gave him already the money. The Moichin can change his mind because of the Dirabonan, Kzeir Hashem Yisufuchdech Baliyah. Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ika Ben Rishim Adarban, why is it Takamachloitis according to Rabbi Yochanan? It's why he came in Ayu, the Rav Chizda, the Rav Chizda. Keter Shetok Mishicha, Ben Moichin, Kach Tok Mishicha, Ben Lekuchais. Just like they made a takana. Mois einen koinus. You have to make a mashicha. So you have to do that by moichin. You have to do by lekuchas as well. Reb Shimon, lastly, the Reb Chizda. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Reb Chizda. He holds that the only din of takana mashicha is the gabi the moichin, because we want to make sure the moichin is on his best behavior, that he's going to worry about the chitim baaliyah. But lekeach, this is not shayach. You don't have to lekeach hand over the money. He's not the cause of this gzeirah. Rabban Isla Rav Chizda, Rabban however do hold like Rav Chizda, Kider Shetok Na Mashiach by Mochrim, Kachtok Na Mashiach by Lekucha. Okay, Tana, state right to the Mishnah, what Brother Shai brought up before. Ava Omer Misha Parah, Midor Amabu Ho Asli Parah, Mimen Misha Noin Medin Buray, Iyam Is Bishloim Mois Koinois, Bisham Hochi Koi, Ba'avo. I can understand. The Torah HaKdoisha says that Mois is Koin. So even though since Rabbi Yochanan and the Chachamim were oiker this Din Torah, and they said, no, you have to make a Karm Mashiach. But they weren't oiker totally. If the Heilige Meshefa says, Mois HaKoinais, and the Mois was handed over, what business do you have saying, oh, I have Charata, Minatoyna, you already Koina. So therefore you have this Aval, Mishapar Midoramab. Eliyamis Mois, Einan Koinis. Minatoyna, Mois is gunished, and Maikoba, he didn't do anything, get no Giret, Giret, yo, we're going to pay, I'm going to pay you, and I actually pay you the money. It's all Dvar Ma'alma. And Maikoba, and for the Maravishim Devarim, don't think Dibur is goonish. A person's word is his bond, it's gold. What you say is very, very important. Frank Maravish Devarim, Mikoy Bavol, to be continued in Mech Hashem tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zadke Ben Zadke Zin.